AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
License number 15033.
What are we, about 8 days away now from the first day of spring? But today is just gets my seal of approval as a perfect, perfect, perfect spring day, with plenty of sunshine around and a comfortable day, and the winds will be light. And today's high temperature up to about 76. I mean, if you had to assign a high temperature, 76 is a good one. Tonight, increasing clouds, not as cool. Overnight low 57. Tomorrow, breezy and warm, upper 70s, a partly sunny day. It's dry. And then I think we're dry tomorrow evening if you have evening plans. Chance of showers in the overnight hours late tomorrow night. Then Thursday night and Friday, rain and thunderstorms. A few of the storms could be strong, and parts of the state are in a severe weather risk on Thursday. We're watching this storm system with an eagle eye. High in the upper 70s on Thursday. Much cooler by the upcoming weekend as storms come to an end first half of the day on Friday. Saturday's high only around 60. We'll be in the mid-30s on Sunday morning. Right now this morning, with clear skies and calm winds, temperature 52 at 8:02.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
For over two decades, second to none in the River Region for plumbing, Plumbing by Lukewire. Now, you may have been using, for instance, I was using Lukewire for years and years for AC and heating until I found out, oh my gosh, they're also in the plumbing business. They're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. If you call them on Christmas morning, they are ready to pick up the phone and take care of your problem. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. Now, here's something you should consider. I got the whole house plumbing inspection. Took me, in my modest little home, about 35 minutes, and where they go through and check all the plumbing inside and out, even upstairs and downstairs, because I have the water heater upstairs. Ah. And they find that there was no problem in my house. So you breathe a sigh of relief, and you know that you're not going to come home to a mess like some of my neighbors have done. So, you know, take care and call Plumbing by Lukewire when you have a plumbing issue, because they're ready to take care of your problem 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Let's see if traffic's clogged up.
As we roll on through the 7 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing a lot of traffic on I-65 southbound. The delay at the River Bridge is there, so watch out if you're headed out of Prattville this morning. Once you clear that, everything is smooth, especially on I-85. We don't see any troubles there. The boulevard's really crowded, but it's only stop and go at the traffic lights. So far today, we've had no accidents, and let's keep it that way. It's the Invitation to Lexus sales event, with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhard Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yeah, today used to be National Pancake Day, but now it's IHOP Free Pancake Day.
Oh, gotcha.
I guess since they launched the holiday in 2006, they can change the name.
You can do it.
Deal's the same if you show up between 7 and 7. You can get a free short stack.
Was it about a year ago when they did that? hamburger ploy, or less than a year ago?
That was about a year
ago. It was in the last year, yeah. Where that was, not funny.
IHOB. I had a feeling that that was a short-term thing.
Yeah.
I didn't
know. Boneheads.
It worked, though. I mean, it was, it got the publicity they were.
All right, I
what's going on?
Have a conundrum that's actually based on a story I have in my news pile today.
Oh, okay.
It's a pile.
There was a survey done of restaurant diners.
Our survey said
the number one turnoff at a restaurant is a foul or unpleasant odor.
Mm-hmm.
What's number two?
Okay.
Oh, show me the answer.
And I mean, number two is not the answer.
I know what number two, yeah, exactly. I know what number two is.
What? So a foul or unpleasant aroma
Okay.
Because let's face it, you're in there to...
No, you don't want to...
Enjoy the pleasant aromas of great cuisine. So a foul smell was number one. What was the second biggest turnoff?
Well, you don't want to hear, by the way, the chef in the distance saying, I'm not going to serve this crap.
I wouldn't feed this to my own mother.
Or the queen.
Speaking of which... Yeah. You know what's back today?
What?
The Baumhauer's winning word.
How about that?
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Haven't heard a drum roll in a while.
Yeah. Well, there was a technical issue.
Oh.
So we had to put it on hold for a little bit.
I see.
But if you want to win the $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Yeah.
We need the correct answer. If a foul smell was the biggest turnoff among restaurant customers, what was the second thing they pointed to as something that would make them not like a place? And I can assure you that none of the restaurants that we work with have this issue.
Oh.
So 272-9228, if you'd like to take a crack at it and win, 272-9228. And we'll get you the Baumhauer's winning word here in just a minute. First, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating after a woman's body was found behind Carver Elementary School Monday. Police say 31-year-old LaQuanda Parker was found shot to death in the 2800 block of Fair West Street. No arrests have been made. Montgomery Public School officials are conducting random security screenings at all middle and high schools to improve school security. An MPS spokesperson says the schools go on lockdown during the security sweep. In some cases, the same school can be screened multiple times in 1 week. And a Senate committee approved a proposed 10-cent per gallon gas tax increase Monday. The bill now moves to the full Senate, where it could receive final passage as soon as today. The increase would be phased in over 3 years. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Buffalo. As a buffalo chicken sandwich. Get all the flavor. Baumhauer's famous wings in a sandwich, a fried chicken breast covered in Baumhauer's signature buffalo sauce, which you can also buy by the bottle there, topped with lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickle, then served with scratch-made buttermilk ranch dressing for dipping. The Buffalo Chicken Sandwich at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Legendary fun, legendary food, and available at lunchtime at both locations downtown at 201 Union. And, of course, the Baumhauer's on the Boulevard, where we will be gathering tomorrow night. Hope you'll join us. We have somebody to especially celebrate tomorrow. So write that down. Buffalo, I will ask you sometime between 3 and 6 to call me with that word at 272-9228.
It's a city in New York State.
It's also that.
Busy.
That was also the name of a nickel for a while, too.
It was.
Busy.
So keep it handy. You never know when I'm going to surprise you with that request.
For Busy.
It's also the name of a cowboy.
Busy.
Right.
What?
Cowboy.
Oh.
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. Buffalo Bill.
All right. This conundrum has produced so far a warp speed response.
Biffle.
Of the five things that can ruin dinner at a restaurant.
A buffalo.
Buffalo. Yeah, that would be a problem.
Look at that guy's hat.
A foul or unpleasant smell was number one. What was number two?
Number two. All right.
That's all we need. 272-9228. Think of a place you went to and maybe your meal was made less pleasant by what?
I have so many guesses, but I'm not allowed to play. Beverly.
272-9228. And if you have the correct answer, you win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
What are we going to do while we wait on everyone?
Play that Michael Bolton and Kenny G thing.
You know what?
That usually works.
We did actually label it torture music too, which is how we get you to call when you guys get belligerent with us and decide, I don't feel like
we calling. We don't want to call.
Presenting two contemporary artists.
I'll play the whole
one,
thing,
too. The best saxophone player in the world, Kenny G.
272-9228.
Kenny G.
The other, the undisputed heavyweight champ of blue-eyed soul, Michael Bolton.
Oh, there he goes.
Works every time.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
I want to see all five lines list before I stop.
I have to come and get it straight from you.
The number two item. Ruin a restaurant.
Said you were leaving. Someone swept your heart away.
Look at that. Look at that.
Look upon your face. I see it's true. So tell me all about.
They're all lit.
Oh, God.
Are you lit?
Tell me one thing more before I fall.
272-922.
Tell me how am I supposed to live without you?
Still got 2 minutes left.
I'm so sorry. I
hate to resort to these tags.
I gotta cut this.
How am I supposed to carry on?
All right, now we got a contest going. Yeah, I hate to resort to those kind of tactics. I know with the time changing, Tuesday is usually the toughest day. So, but we're ready to take some answers. Stephanie, you were the first.
News Talk, who's this?
Is it terrible service?
hang on 1 second. I want to restate this. The top five things that could ruin dinner at a restaurant. Service made the list at number five, but it is not number two.
No, we got it.
So it was a good guess. It's just not,
it's not service, but thanks.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Let's visit with Don. Don, what do you think? What is the second item?
I think it'd be the... It'd be like dirty ceilings and walls and torn seats and so forth.
Okay, so the...
You know what, that's a good guess, and you kind of danced around the answer there.
Oh, then I think I got it.
It does involve...
I think I got it.
...dirt.
Okay.
But I need a specific term. Thank you. 272-9228. Doug.
Well, since you gave the clue of dirt, I'm probably wrong, but I would say your food comes out with a hair in it.
No,
that's a
good one.
That's a good guess. Yeah. I've never had anybody ever have that happen.
What's the old joke about? What's this fly doing in my soup? I think it looks like the Australian crawl. Is our whatever.
The backstroke.
The
Australian crawl.
Well, you got the idea of what I'm talking about. No. What is this? Never mind.
Thanks for the call, Doug. Ty, what do you think? What's this? What's number two on the list of turnoffs after a foul or unpleasant smell?
Well, the only thing I can think of, I didn't even know what the contest was. I just called, so I didn't have to listen.
Okay.
Dirty silverware.
Dirty silverware.
Oh, that's good.
You know, it's a great guess. It's number three on the
list.
That
was my guess.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
That was my guess.
Okay.
You and Emily
had the same guess.
So, it's not... The environment, it's not the silverware.
We've actually identified three of the top five.
Okay,
all
right.
How about that?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Here's James.
Hey, James.
Hey, guys. How about your server having a fever blister on the lip?
Whoa, bless it.
Fever blister.
On the lip.
Yeah.
Show me fever blister.
I'm sorry, that did not make the top five, but I can see how that could be.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Off-putting.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. We have back-to-back Keiths.
Hey, yes. Keith.
All right, Keith S., you're first. What is number two on the list of things that can ruin a dinner at a restaurant after a foul or unpleasant smell?
About dirty glass.
Dirty glasses. That's part of answer number three, plates, glasses, or silverware.
Okay. I didn't hear. I didn't hear. Okay.
We got to think lower. Keith.
Yes, sir.
What do you think?
Greg, that, I don't know, but that, well, my guess is dirty restroom.
Oh, dirty restroom.
Yeah, that's bad.
If you go to a restaurant and the bathroom makes you feel like you pulled into a gas station.
Exxon station, right.
No, Greg, that Kenny G thing was worse than the Bolivian National Anthem.
I knew it had a value. Yeah. I knew it had a value. Yeah. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Appreciate it.
What's your name?
272-9228. Let me reiterate.
Spell it for Curtis.
Reiterate.
The message I received earlier. From Jenny at Lewis Lawn. They need help. You could be working there today.
There you go.
So if you're looking for a gig and you want to work for some really terrific people, they need mechanics. They need pickup and delivery drivers. Got to have a good driving record for that. And they need counter help. So their criteria are pretty simple. Good driving record, hard worker, willing to learn. And it's a great team of people to become a part of. Lewis Lawn, call them at 244-9191 if you have questions. And I love them. They've been with me for almost 10 years now. They're fantastic people to deal with. I promise that you will enjoy working with them if you're looking for fuller part-time. Curtis.
Hey. Yes, sir.
What's number two item on this list of things that can ruin a dinner at a restaurant?
Well, to get you to stop playing that music, I was going to guess unicorns, but... I would guess bugs.
Bugs? A bug on the...
That would be bad.
That's not it, but that's a good guess.
That was the menu item.
When I first worked for the buttery one down in Miami Beach years ago, we used to go to this place called Gibby's because they had good food and it was, we could afford it. We could afford to eat there.
Right.
And one day, they put the basket with the burger and the fries down in this...
Hang on.
Roach comes climbing out of my...
No, that's awful.
I could never go there again.
That's awful.
News Talk, who's this?
And he was, down there, they're called Palmetto
Bugs. News Talk, who's this?
Pretty big little sucker.
Oh, man.
Here is East of the Rockets.
What's up? Hey, how about a dirty, sticky floor?
He says dirty, sticky floor is number two, and you know what? It is!
Yeah,
because nobody wants to step on a floor and then...
You have
to pry their shoe off.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you wonder what is on that floor and what makes it so sticky.
Oh, and I have, I tell you.
So, East, you are going to the Seafood Bistro with a $10 head start.
Oh, thanks.
You'll beat the buffalo there.
Hang on. Let's say hi to Lotto Dave. Hey, Dave.
What's
Dave? Dave's not here, man.
Dave went away.
Dave?
And your phone number.
I think Dave may have put the phone down.
It's completely possible. You never know these days.
So you just pick up your prize.
All right. I want to thank everybody.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Put the birthday post up for Janelle, and so many people put up gifts and funny things like dancing monkeys and...
What is that animal?
That's one of those dogs with the big puffy faces in the wind.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. You guys really make me feel good, and I appreciate that. And what she wanted for her birthday, seriously, was to help this. I did not know until we talked to her this morning that you have to have a special license.
Yeah, there's
to keep a possum.
You can't just... Well, unless you've got... couple acres out in the middle of nowhere and no one's going to be checking on you. I don't think you can keep a possum domestically.
They did not, it was in there, had somehow made it into their yard.
Otherwise
it's impossible.
It's impossible to put a piano up your nose. It's just impossible.
I don't know what that is.
That was a Steve Martin. You know who Steve Martin is?
Yeah, I know who Steve Martin is. King Tut, the jerk. I know.
Are you calling me those names or him?
Sure.
Hey, weren't we talking about Bachelor earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget what inspired this, but I just found this.
When The Bachelor is over,
Be on the lookout for Creepy Cop Bachelor. He's no Colton, but he's got access to all your driver's license info.
Jesse, I'm feeling really connected to you. Your brown hair, your hazel eyes, need corrective lenses. Ooh, your expiration date, June 6, 2021.
Creepy Cop Bachelor isn't giving out roses, but he is giving 30 bachelorettes the willies.
Hey, Hannah, looks like you're an organ donor. I got an organ I'd like to donate to you.
Creepy Cop Bachelor knows your motor vehicle history and wants to be a part of your dating history.
So, Nikki, see you have 3 moving violations. Why don't you move over here and violate me?
Creepy Cop Bachelor, see it before he goes to jail. And he's definitely going to jail.
You into handcuffs? I'm a cop, so I'm allowed to use them for everything.
We have 7 new statistics on our cell phone addiction and other things coming up in stupid news in just a minute. I also want the 3 of you to guesstimate. I don't want the answer now. I will ask. How many people have you kissed in your life?
What is, what kind of?
But I need a clarification. kissed, or like mom, you know, you kiss mom.
No.
Not that kind of kiss.
No.
The full passion kiss. And it's amazing how many people say they've never been kissed.
Well, that's not an answer you're going to get from at least one of us, I can tell you that. Just by the look on their face, not pointing anybody out.
But look at her face. She's hiding something there. She has secrets.
She is not ready to answer this question.
Are we going to need a calculator for you?
I'm married.
Oh. I know a guy who's married to his job.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Bader.
I was just talking to Eddie Bader.
Did you know that he has sold all of his listings? So if you have a home and you're planning to sell it and you want to list it, this guy is just looking. And the reason he sold all his listings, he's really good at what he does.
He's very good, and he's hilarious.
Oh, he is fun.
He's so funny, and buying a home is a stressful process, no matter how prepared you are. But Eddie is just so cool and so chill and talks to you like you're just, you know, he doesn't throw out all the big terms that can be confusing.
I think I may turn this into more of a our friend Eddie Bader.
Why?
Spend all your time waiting.
Has no listings. He sold them all. So, if you have a home that you would like to sell, you want to list it with somebody who will work their keister off to sell it, call Eddie. That's Eddie Bader with the good one. 322-0662.
Need some distraction.
322-0662. And by the way, when you're ready to buy or look, Eddie can help you as well.
Let me be empty.
Because he knows the market like the back of his hand, so order it up. As I've said many times, I'm surprised Eddie doesn't have a drive-up window. So you can just order up what you're looking for. He's the guy that will find it. He was the guy that will help you look at real estate on a very efficient basis. But right now, he needs a listing. He needs a home to sell. Boy, if this was TV, I'd have a video of Eddie's sad face.
Like a slow zoom in on a single tear running down his cheek. Please help this man. He has no listings.
Honestly, he is so good at what he does, and he is looking for listings. This is a guy that will bust butt for you, and he's a good friend, too. Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Back to the traffic, Dungeon.
As we roll on through the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is seeing the traffic on I-65 clearing up. We don't have a delay anymore at the River Bridges. Be careful if you're headed into the downtown area. You still might encounter a little slowdown here or there. If you're on I-85, don't worry. There's no problems for you. Everything's rolling at a speed limit ride. On the Boulevard, everything seems to be mellowing out just a bit. We still have a little bit of a delay at the Troy Highway and around I-85, but other than that, it's stop and go at the traffic lights. Let's be careful and get to work safely this morning. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Lindmark, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
The 2019 SLE Rodeo is on its way. The greatest show on dirt, March 14th through the 16th at the Garrett Coliseum. Join us downtown for the kickoff parade at noon on Thursday. Freestyle bullfights every night, and trick rider Dusty Crane Dickerson is back. There's family fun with a stick horse rodeo for kids 8 and under before every performance. And the Western Festival is free to the public on Saturday morning. For ticket and event information, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Leaving home out on the road. Head to work once more.
What, we're going to have more Steve Miller tickets to give away. That starts Thursday?
Yes. Thursday through Wednesday. Buffalo!
I'm not understanding the buffalo.
I am. We missed 2 hours of talking about it, so I just want to make sure that everybody has a chance to remember this afternoon.
Word? Yes. Yeah. Buffalo is the word.
I just care about people, and I want them to know. Buffalo!
I'm going to say it one more time before, with the official Rusty introduction.
Okay.
Because I love the way Rusty always sounds like he's going to cry when he gives the winning word. It means so much to him. So we have that coming up right now, though.
Mr. Sandman.
Here's a guy who can help you get over the time change blues. Get you a better night's sleep at a lower price with a quality mattress. Hello.
Good morning, good morning. And you don't have to worry about me running out of mattresses to sell. I have got plenty. Now, I am running out of some of my closeouts and everything. I got a few Certas left, a few of my Restonic Property Brothers mattresses left. I've got some nice latex products left. I got lots of beds and headboards to get rid of. So if you're needing, to spruce up a child's room, especially... some nice inexpensive products. I've got those, but if you're looking for something really premium for yourself, something that you won't, you know, to really, when you lay down, you just relax and you get really comfortable fast and you wake up feeling great. I've got the best product that you will find. It's as good as anything advertised by all the big stores for considerably less money. Latex products that, if you're looking at, you know, a $5,000 or $6,000 memory foam product at one of these other stores, you can come in and get the top of the line latex, which will outlast memory foam probably 2 to 1, and give you better back support, has no heat issues, for, you know, less than $3,000. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery and in Millbrook. We're 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side, across from the Dollar General next to the Citgo station. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. I am running really low on my special buy budget mattresses. I'm trying to get another truck in, but I may not be able to get it. So I better come in fast. Be the last remaining one. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman. We appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good day. It's 8:32.
Time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. All right. For comparative purposes, I asked the group before the last break to try and give me a rough idea. How many people have you kissed in your life? We're talking romantic kisses. 7,500 Americans over the age of 18 were surveyed. I have the numbers here.
Our survey said
5% said never. That's sad that somebody over 18 has never had that first kiss. 4% say they've kissed just one person. I can believe a person of great virtue who waited for that special someone and has only kissed that special someone.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible. So, what answers have you for me?
Hmm.
I was going to say I defer to ladies first.
Put that finger away, Emily.
You don't know where that finger is.
That's not very ladylike. 13% said 2 to 4. So you've got, you know, like 20% who have had, you know, 4 or less, including none. 16% said between 5 and 10. 13% said 11 to 20. 11% said 20 and 50. And 15% said more than 50.
Hmm.
So the conundrum is, what group do you think I fall into?
You're more than 50, and I'm certainly a lot less than 50.
Research, Rich. So who's going to... none of you have spoken. This is the honest...
You're making me think about, you know, my 20s, and I
wish I could remember 50 people I could remember their names that I kissed when I was in my 20s.
You're pretty good at remembering their names when we...
But you think you kissed 50 people, right?
I mean, I couldn't even name the ones... What?
But you think you've kissed 50 people?
In a romantic way?
Emily gets it. So, Jay.
I missed something.
That was the greatest idea I've had all year.
I missed it.
12.
12?
I don't know. I'm just throwing a number out there.
That's my number.
Exactly. Well, I took it.
Yeah.
Come up with another one.
Emily, just give me a number.
Are we going 20?
Conservative?
25 or less?
It's
30 or less.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
35 or less?
Yeah.
You're still giving me a weird one. 40 or less?
I think 20 or less.
Works on everybody.
50.
Yeah, less. Yeah, sure. Less than, I don't know. I don't know, just 18 to 34, that's a chunk of life
that's
there.
That's a demographic.
I'm saying from age 18 to the age I am now, 34.
How about 25 to 49? That's another demo.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
25 or 6 to 4?
Stop. No, I think 20.
I've never heard the word 20 spoken in four syllables before.
I don't know. I was trying to think about it.
112. 11-teen.
11-teen.
Since our target demographic includes folks who have lived a little life, you'll be happy to know. You always hear these things that 50 is the new 40.
Yeah.
And all this stuff. An actual scientific study determined, looking at health issues, that the average American doesn't feel 65 years of age until they're 68.
Okay. That's interesting.
I don't understand that. I'm going to write a magazine column about that someday.
Did you do one when
I'm the only one that tells the truth?
Did you do one when I'm 64? You
did. Yeah,
that's
yes,
right.
I did. Yeah. Yes, I did. Here's a cute story. A couple of guys pranked their dad. 61-year-old guy named Chris Ferry got a text message the other day from somebody wishing him a happy birthday, but he didn't recognize the number, so he texted back.
Who dis?
And then said he got
new phone. Who dis?
Who dat?
They got his phone number off a billboard. Turned out his two sons bought ad space on a billboard in Atlantic City, New Jersey, put a photo of him on it along with his number and a message that said, "Wish my dad happy birthday. Love your son." Now he's getting hundreds of calls and texts and voicemails every day, about one a minute, he says, on average. And then one of his sons somehow has 150,000 followers on social media.
Wow.
Anyway, his number is 561-307-4879 if you want to add.
Wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah. Pile on, yeah.
I bet he's thrilled.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And then a few stats on cell phone addiction.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
49% of people say they'd pay more attention to what was going on around them if they didn't have their phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's common sense.
Would you focus better in general without your phone? Almost half said yes. Would you feel anxious because you'd be able to instantly communicate with people? 44% said they would. Would you feel any sense of relief if you didn't have your phone for the day? Only 1 in 3 said yes.
Hmm.
Would you feel weird without your phone because you wouldn't know what to do? 1 in 5 said yes. How often do you leave the house without your phone? 2/3 said rarely or never. And same thing with me, only by accident.
Accident, right.
We see now it's like if you it's a safety thing.
Yeah.
It's not because I can't call somebody or look up what the Cubs did on the MLB.
No, it does baseball.
Right. I'm going to go around
just in
the.
Case something goes wrong.
Going around the block to the store, and what if I'm in an accident?
Yeah. And accidents generally happen close to home.
Yeah.
This is true.
And then it gets down to the issue when you're at home and you walk to a different room, do you bring your phone with you?
Sometimes.
No.
Sometimes.
You know, when I get, my phone stays on silent the majority of the day. When I get home and I know I'm going to be at home, I'll turn the ringer up and, you know, that way if I'm in another room or something, I can hear it.
Well, but Jay will tell you, now with the Apple Watch,
yeah,
you got notifications there, too.
We have a guest joining us in just a moment at 8:39.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
I love it when I'm able to tell you, Jeff, that it's going to be a beautiful day today, and today is really going to be sensational. Mostly sunny, warm, comfortable, high around 76. Increasing clouds, not as cool tonight, low 57. Tomorrow, breezy and warm, a partly sunny day, high in the upper 70s. There could be, I think the clouds will come in tomorrow evening, certainly. A chance of showers holds off till the overnight hours. And then rain and thunderstorms are a good bet. Anytime Thursday night especially, into early Friday. And the Storm Prediction Center says some of those storms in Alabama could be severe. Check out my morning video. We're watching that storm system very carefully and monitoring the severe weather threat as we get closer to this thing moving in. Right now, it looks like much colder air by the weekend. Calm winds at the moment. Mostly sunny skies and 52 already at 840.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my sometimes friend Jay, and the sometimes...
I'm a queen. I'm the queen.
A friend of
He's a killer queen.
And Jason, since I talk about them often, I think it's time you share.
I had another BLT salad from them the other day.
The gospel of the seafood bistro.
Boy. Bacon. You know what? If you go have the BLT salad, you can add things to that if you'd like to.
Like?
Well, Cajun popcorn, which is basically crawfish. Mahi-mahi, oyster, shrimp, snapper, tilapia, whitefish. And you can have it on the BLT salad, the Caesar, the bistro salad as well.
Yeah.
But if you get that BLT salad, I know it's BLT, and it's like bacon, lettuce, tomato, and that's there. You can have that. But see if you can get Chef Paul to throw in some pickles on that salad. And it's really, really good.
She's mocking you.
She is mocking me, but that's okay.
Is there a law against mocking the queen?
Well, there is. I could have her killed, you know. And no one, or I'll put her in the stocks, you know. That's fine. Let the people throw vegetables at her.
Let her eat cake.
You can also, if you don't want to do the salads, that's fine. They've got appetizers and they've got the platters, which are fantastic. You can get them fried or grilled. The entire menu is online at theseafoodbistro.com. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Call them at 279-7500. Place your order ahead of time. You can do that from their website as well, or one of the delivery apps on your phone. It's the Seafood Bistro.
You did a good job, Jay.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Our final look at traffic at 842.
As we wrap up our look at traffic on a Tuesday morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has one accident for you. It's on the boulevard at Hackle Drive over near Sunshine Village, so be careful there. Otherwise, the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems for you. If you're on the rest of the boulevard, it's just a slowdown at the traffic lights with a little bit of a crowd around I-85. And if you're using the 31s to get in or out of Montgomery this morning, everything is rolling just fine. Have a great day, be careful, and we will see you this afternoon. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hey, everybody, guess who's like 1 second behind time change?
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
We're always happy to see a lady who has devoted her life and energy to the Humane Society of Elmore County. Rhea Cords, good to see you.
Good morning.
What you got going on Friday, this coming Friday the 15th at Wind Creek? What is this all about?
This is our Getting Down with the Dogs drawdown and your chance to win $10,000. It's our ninth year for this wonderful event. So what we do is give away money. Doesn't get better than that, does it? But no, we make some money for the shelter, too.
There are a lot of people who want to win money.
No. Yeah, we've learned this in our years in radio. People like to win money. So how do people participate? This is going to be at Wind Creek with Tomka Entertainment Center. And doors open at 6. Drawdown begins at 7:15. Drawdown works where they just eliminate people until there's one left.
Yeah, you do not want to have your number pulled like the very first one because you're out of the running.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah, the whole trick is to have the last number on the board, and then that's the big winner. So, yeah, we're selling tickets. We're about to run out. We're not out yet. So if you want to buy them, you need to get to the shelter or give us a call before we're out. There's 312 tickets. That's all we sell. They're $100 a piece. Mm-hmm. On that one ticket is your chance, of course, to participate in the drawdown, and then two people can come to eat dinner. Heavy hors d'oeuvres provided by Wind Creek. Cash bars will be there as well when the doors open at 6. And we just have an awful lot of fun. There'll be door prizes every 25th ticket that is pulled.
So, I mean, you got a really good odds of winning some money.
You do. Yeah, actually, you do. Yeah. And like I said, with the door prizes and all, good chance you'll leave with something hopefully. Yeah.
And not only that, help out a great cause.
Oh, yes, of course. This helps raise money for the shelter because we're getting ready to get into the higher intake months of the spring and summer. We're into a little bit of a lull right now, thank goodness, but that's going to change. It's a fun event. People have a lot of fun there. We've got a surprise. Jess Muse is joining us.
Oh.
Yes, her and her family are not only attending, but Jess is going to sing a couple of songs to get us started.
That's nice. Gosh, she was on American Idol the season that I was doing the analysis, and I picked her perfectly for number 4.
Huh. Oh, we love Jess. They're great friends to the shelter, and they've adopted and great animal lovers. So.
I don't mean to throw a curve out at you, but I was wondering how the Lee County Humane Society did with the storm and the dogs. Yeah. Have you heard anything?
No,
about
have
that?
Not. I talked to some fellow shelters to see if they're, because we would have been able to have taken maybe a handful from them.
Sure.
They didn't appear to have the need. However, the Humane Society of the United States apparently stepped in and has moved out about 96 of their animals to other shelters. I'm assuming probably further north, which helped them open up space to take in any that they might be able to take in from the tornadoes. So.
I know you guys have dealt with situations like that before. And
sadly, yes. After the Wetumpka one, I went to the shelter on Sunday and stayed open in case. But in that case, where animals were concerned, that we got very lucky.
And years ago, probably, I think you took in some from Katrina.
We did. There was a program asking shelters to take in some, and we took in about 12 dogs and same number of cats.
Yeah.
After the tornadoes up in Tuscaloosa, we went up there and pulled back from them about a dozen dogs and about 20 cats to give them a little bit of help. So we all try to do what we can.
Now, how can folks buy whatever tickets might be left?
Well, the easiest, of course, come to the shelter at 255 Central Plank Road in Wetumpka. We're there till 5 o'clock.
Okay.
You can call, and we can do a credit card over the phone, and then we will just hold the ticket and we'll call. So when you arrive and you tell us who you are, we've got your ticket.
Does the winner need to be present to win?
No, the winner does not need to be present to win.
Well, that's important to know.
Yes. I mean, who couldn't use $10,000?
Yeah.
I mean, we tell people not only for individuals, but what about your group, your organization, your business? Buy it in their name, you know?
I like that. That's a good idea, too.
All right. The number for the shelter is?
334-567-3377.
Getting down with the dogs. Dog spelled D-A-W-G-S. Right.
And the $10,000 drawdown is this Friday evening at the Wind Creek Wetumpka Entertainment
15th.
Center.
Coming
we
up
hope you
fast.
Sell all the tickets, sell them out quickly, and some lucky person is going to...
Hope so. Yeah. Hope so. Thank you so much.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Always
thanks
happy to help you. You do phenomenal work.
Thank
phenomenal
you very much.
All right, it is 8:51, last on the Hit Parade today, our Morning Maroon nominee.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244. What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Go ahead, Emily. Buffalo.
Buffalo.
The winning word of the day has returned. And Baumhauer says their signature buffalo-flavored wings now available in Swamish form. And urge you to try it if you're a wing fan. They have it for lunch at both locations. And if you're the ninth caller this afternoon at 272-9228, you'll win a certificate that'll get you a free lunch at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard or Baumhauer's downtown, where when the weather is inclement, you can park for free underground and just walk into the restaurant and enjoy a fabulous lunch. 32 HD screens.
In Buffalo.
And Buffalo is the word that can get you in. Buffalo. All right. We got to get our Morning Maroon nominees together here. And as usual, I set these aside very early in the morning. And by this time of the show, I have generally shuffled them into another pile.
I see.
Well, I have to look for them. Let's see. Extras. Da, da, da. Okay, there's one. There's two. And there's three. And we're ready to go. We got Randy Burkhalter. Hey, Randy.
Hey.
Hi. You ready to help us out here? Let's get former Secretary of State, thankfully, Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. Helping us to judge the dumbest of the dumb, we've got Randy Burkhalter with his comments as wisdom from Prepple Farm Center. All right, nominee number one. I don't care who you are or where you're flying or how hectic your trip is, you should never leave a newborn baby in the...
trunk.
Not the trunk, the...
overhead.
No, in the... the gate.
Oh, at the gate.
The gate.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. What a lady. She was flying from Saudi Arabia to Malaysia, got on the plane, put her stuff in the overhead, and added, oh, I got to run back out. I forgot to get my baby.
Gee, is it, what am I missing?
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
I can honestly say nobody's a perfect parent, but Michelle and I never left Janelle in an airport terminal unattended.
I mean, my mom left my big sister behind at Christmas Eve service at church, but she has five kids, so maybe she just got the head count wrong.
And then we know the Macaulay Culkin situation. He got left.
I can see that happening once, but not a sequel.
No.
Next, we have a guy who's so smart he's stupid, a neuroscientist with a PhD named Carl Doran. Apparently, with all that educational experience, he studied brain sciences at California University, Dartmouth, Boston, all kinds of places. They finally figured out he was the guy who committed 15 credit union robberies in San Diego.
Whoa!
He used his brain for evil purposes, saving 7 counts of bank robbery and attempted bank robbery and 15 years in jail.
Uh-huh.
All those years in college for what?
Yeah.
And now we have a 47-year-old woman from guess what state? Florida. 47-year-old Lori Morin of Cocoa facing attempted murder charges after she shot her boyfriend last Wednesday for snoring too loudly. Now, I can see somebody getting aggravated.
Snoring too... shot him for snoring too loudly?
Yeah, that'll stop you from snoring.
And the snoring stop, yeah.
She didn't go for the gonads or the glory. She just went for the armpit. He survived. He's in stable condition. And
you just nudge him. Or, like, worst case scenario, you roll him off the bed. You wake him up.
Yeah.
You don't shoot him.
Just a little jostle.
That's hateful.
Yeah, that's... So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
What do you think, Randy? Leaving the baby?
I don't know. I tell you, the girl that shoots the snoring...
In the armpit. Yeah, I don't know.
Think of all the trouble it takes to get a snoring human being's armpit exposed so you can put a bullet in it. I mean, just that alone. I think we do. We have to give it to her.
Maybe there's other things
going on. What an ultramaroon.
Well, we got a couple of minutes left here to talk about. We're hitting mid-March now. What should we be doing with our gardens and lawns and stuff?
Everything.
Yeah.
March. Spring is the time.
Yep.
Sure enough. Get garden spots ready. Get the lawn in shape for the growing season. Really, far as the lawn goes, now it's more or less killing the winter annuals that are really starting to come on strong. And that's not hard to do. Got herbicides that take care of that. Get the lime out on yards and garden spots. You know, lime provides calcium, magnesium, and it's the more important thing, it corrects acidic soils, which we tend to have around here. Makes nutrients more available to plants. So those things are important this time. Your chicken, get your backyard poultry area fixed up. Come get some baby chickens. You know, that's such a good family hobby and thing that families can do together. Teach children some responsibility by gathering eggs and feeding the chicks. All good stuff. Gardening is too, by the way. Really good stuff.
Yeah, I have made a decision. Papa John's going to come and turn my garden over again for me this year, except I'm going to get my tomato plants in the ground a little faster, and I'm going to hit it with the spray to keep anything from growing in.
Now, Greg, bring me some dirt. Come on.
Well,
on who?
I got a few secrets on Rich and Emily.
No, Jay's you don't.
It's a big secret. I don't know much about Jay.
He's got enough dirt for me in high school.
I'll try and get out there Saturday with some dirt.
I know better. It's soil. It's not dirt.
It's soil. It's good soil, too. Papa John says so. He's a farmer.